Bonjour le Twitter. Ici Deborah Campari. Tonight I'm going to read an extract from Goldfinger for you. This chapter was chosen by some lovely tweeters whose names I can't remember, but I'll try and make a note of them later. Here we go. The chapter is called The Cup and the Lip. Goldfinger cautiously took out his spoon for the longest second over cross bunkers to the narrow entrance to the green. He made one more practice swing than usual, and then hit exactly the right, controlled shot up the apron. A certain five, probably a four. Much good would it do him. Bond, after a great show of taking pains, brought his hands down well ahead of the club and smothered his number three iron so that the topped ball barely scrambled over the cross bunkers. He then wedged the ball onto the green, 20 feet past the pin. He was where he wanted to be. Enough of a threat to make Goldfinger savour the sweet smell of victory. Enough to make Goldfinger really sweat to get his four. And now Goldfinger really was sweating. There was a savage grin of concentration and greed as he bent to the long putt up the bank and down to the hole. Not too hard, not too soft. Bond could read every anxious thought that would be running through the man's mind. Goldfinger straightened up again, walked deliberately across the green to behind the flag to verify his line. He walked slowly back behind beside his line, brushing away, carefully, with the back of his hand, a wisp or two of grass, a speck of top dressing. He bent again and put one or two practice swings, and then stood to the putt, the veins standing out on his temples, the cleft of concentration deep between his eyes. Goldfinger hit the putt and followed through on the line. It was a beautiful putt that stopped 6 inches past the pin. Now Goldfinger would be sure that unless Bond sank his difficult 20-footer, the match was his. Bond went through a long rigmarole of sizing up his putt. He took his time, letting the suspense gather like a thundercloud round the long shadows and the livid, fateful green. "Flag out, please. I'm going to sink this one." Bond charged the words with a deadly certitude, while debating whether to miss the hole to the right or the left, or leave it short. He bent to the putt and missed the hole well on the right. "Missed it, by God!" Bond put bitterness and rage into his voice. He walked over to the hole and picked up the two balls, keeping them in full view.